first.
So the learning today should be a schus ilan ishma sadir chava chaim alaz ben shem shenari as well as a schus for her and ilan ishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem and Zira and a schus for Fur Shlema. Rechaim doi ben Menarachal, Chana Lea, Bashen Terachal, and Abadat ibn Peril as well as a schus for all those in the Makam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're continuing in the Sairas. We talked yesterday about the need for a person to try and motivate himself to take certain actions so that your serve Hashem b'simcha, it shouldn't be going through the motions. We shouldn't be doing it by rote, but rather we should try to inspire ourselves to actually have feeling in our Yiddishkeit. He says, "Va'ulam," on page 657, "Va'ulam hisayrus maya lemishu chai." Inspiration is only going to help somebody who's alive. Ach yashenu, but he's asleep. Meaning, it's only going to help somebody who is around. He's paying attention. I'm sorry. Generally, he's alive. But it means spiritually that he's alive spiritually, but he happens to just be taking a nap, meaning that right now he's not, he just doesn't care much about whatever it is that he's doing. So when they wake him up, what are you sleeping for? Get up and wake up, meaning that he's inspired by a speech or something he learned. So then, so he wakes up from his sleep, and he does what he needs to do. So a person who's just in a slumber, what he calls a slumber, not literally sleeping, it means someone who mentally is sleeping, okay? He's going through the motions, but he's just not at that moment motivated. So when you're able to catch him and touch him with an idea, whether it's something he learns, something he hears, he wakes up right away. Aval mishu who mates, but someone who mentally is dead, meaning someone who's checked out completely, inspiration is not going to help. She'ein b'sar hames margish ba'azmel. The flesh of a dead person doesn't feel even a scalpel. V'kena davar hazeh, it's the same thing. She'misha naga yiras Hashem b'libo. That one who possesses fear of Hashem in his heart, el she'takfa yitzra. But that his Yetzirah overwhelmed him. And Yetzirah got him in his clutches. That v'ray al daitim adas kainai forces him to go against his own beliefs and the beliefs of Hashem. Or rather, the wishes of Hashem. To the point where he sins and it's almost like it's mutter, but he's not happy with the way he's acting. So he acts, he has a strong Yetzirah and he can't get over the hump. But if he ever, let's say he hears a fiery speech, or he learns a good piece of Musar and it wakes him up, it lights a fire in him. So then, he's awakened and he's actually able at moments to overcome the Yetzirah. He can come to feel a true regret. And he's going to seek a cure for his illness. He'll do tshuva and it will be good. But not so for a wicked person. He's so sunk in averus that there's no fear of Hashem at all. As a result of the Averis, they've fallen greatly, you know, in a long distance away from the Shekhinah. And the Ruach HaTomah is basically soaking the guy in from inside and outside. The Rubam Avoinois, and most of the Averis are done intentionally. And because they're so used to it, Nasalam Keheter, it becomes like it's Mutav Adakam Yosha Beinam. And not only that, but they, in their own eyes, think that they're doing good. Al ha'anoshim ko'ela, on people like this, Amru Chazal, Rishayim b'chayim kruya mason, that the wicked, even when they're alive, are called dead. Ba'az lo'i zu shalo yisar me'atzmai klau. Not only will he never find inspiration on his own, Ela afilo em yishma kefam b'fam eze esayres mi'pisfar ma'mi'pisayfrim, le'chali v'loi margish. So if you have someone who is mentally, he's going through the motions, he doesn't care, he doesn't feel it, so such a person, even if there's a good speech, it's not going to be able to make a difference in this person's mind, because he's going to feel, just in general, he's going to feel like it's a lost cause. He feels just too distant and it doesn't bother him that he's doing averus. He doesn't even feel that he's doing anything wrong. So even you see people like this, that they're so steeped in whatever their shita is, or just leitzanos, that they can't take things seriously. And even when, you know, someone speaks and someone gives a heartfelt speech, more leitzanos, just unfortunately it's sad, but people just become steeped in that. The oizen achas he comes to a dvarma oizen acheres yetsu, so it goes in one ear and out the other. The chamat ein lahem takana, there's almost no hope. The shari atshuva ne'ulim bifneim, and the gates of tshuva are closed. Ki eich yashuvu, as good as closed. Ki eich yashuvu me'achas shadarkam yashar v'neim. How will they do tshuva if they, if in their own eyes they seem correct? Vein liboy misara klal la'asos tov v'lias nicham al hara. And their hearts are not inspired at all to do good or to regret the evil they've done. In most cases, the Yetzirah will have diverted this guy's eyes so that he's not going to find what he's doing wrong to distance from it. What's more than that, he's going to come to be disgusted by Chachamim. He's going to find fault in the words of Chazal. Like Chazal tell us in the Medrash, which Rashi brings down in Parshas Bechukos, there's a pathway of seven averas that the Torah is warning a person to be careful, because once you start down the path of number one, you end up going to number seven. And the first is the first problem is that you don't learn. If you don't learn in Oisa, you don't do mitzvahs. When you don't do mitzvahs, then you hate others who do mitzvahs, because he wants that, I'm not doing it, and why should the other guy be better than me? So you start to hate people that are doing the right thing. And the acharkach, number four, is you come to hate the chachamim, you prevent others from doing the mitzvahs. You stretch out a hand to sinners, v'koyfer v'mitzvahs. You come to renounce mitzvahs, and ultimately, v'kayfa v'ikar, you come to renounce Hashem. It all starts from a lack of learning. You see this path that a person can end up down. So, this being the reality, the light of Kedusha is not going to shine on such a person. And they're going to walk in this darkness until the day they die. They're always busy, they're always working, v'ratzim, and running, v'var shachas. But they're running for the pit of Gehenna, the Ein Marpe, without any cure in sight. So Hesiodorus is not a one-stop shop. It's got to be, the person has to be, basically what he's saying is that the person has to make sure that he is receptive to the Hesiodorus. That the words have to make a reishim on you. And if you're a person that you just are totally checked out and you don't care, or you're malig on Chacham, you make fun of Chachamim, you don't have respect for Chachamim, or you just make leitzanus out of every type of situation. So then such a person, the Cyrus, is not going to help, because it's just going to bounce off or go in one ear and out the other. It's not going to make a reishim on a person. You have to make sure that you're receptive to his to be inspired. And then ultimately, when his Cyrus comes along, a person can benefit from being inspired from a drasha or from something interesting that he learned.